of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanne Spingola. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of New World Order, NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Mike, before we go on with the subject today, tell us how your book is doing and the response that people have made to it.
Oh, very, very positive response. A lot of people, see, but the website, I give people the opportunity to either read the entire epic in webpage format or PDF, or you can have the hard copy. I was surprised so many people who already had read it now want the hard copy version. I guess people still like something they can hold in their hands and flip through the pages.
Sure, or something that they can give to their relatives, or something that they can...
Yeah, I've had several people order multiple copies, 6, 10 here. It's spreading around Facebook, so it's definitely gone viral. And I'm just so psyched up about the feedback that I get. It's so gratifying to hear from people that say, you know, I always had suspicions, but I never understood the whole thing, and you filled in all the pieces for me. This is so easy to understand and concise. And it's almost universal response I get is that it's so easy to understand. I've taken a quarter millennium, 260 years of conspiratorial history into small bites. Anybody can digest this and pretty much become an expert in this overnight. So it's been a great response. The website continues to grow. You know, with this Facebook and Twitter nowadays, you could really begin to reach a lot of people. I mean, of course, you know, facing the mainstream media, we're just whistling into a hurricane, but it is important that we lay a foundation for truth and try to touch as many people as we can. I almost feel like I have an obligation to let people know, even though I'm very pessimistic as to our ability to be able to turn this thing around. Just one email I get from some kid in college saying, oh, I was doing a research paper and I came across you. I was Googling. Your site is awesome. Wow. I mean, that's really gratifying, and that's why I do it. The donations that I ask for, I mean, I don't even break even with this site. I use it to purchase banner ads and constantcontact.com. So it's an activist tool as much as it is an educational tool. So I hope your listeners would help me out, but they'll get something in return. If you subscribe to the anti-New York Times, you're going to get this every day, and it's really worth it, very educational.
And the other thing that they can do with that is with their friends who actually read the New York Times, and they will have something that they can have commonality. Then they can kind of use your refutation, your rebuttals to say, yes, but have you thought about it in this way? Have you thought that maybe this might be happening? Instead of approaching people about something that they've never heard of or they can't relate to, you have given people a common ground in which to bring up a discussion.
Yeah, I basically like to think of the anti-New York Times and the whole of tomatobubble.com as tools that people can use.
Absolutely. And as you say, you've condensed all of this information over this relatively long period of time. Very concise. You remind me of Michael Walsh, who's done similar work. It's very concise. And you don't have to spend a lot of time going through a lot of tedious detail to understand the overall scope of the picture that you've painted in this volume. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Surround. ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King, the author of New World Order, NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And somebody in the chat room said that that is a lot of work to go through the Times or to look at the Times and then write the rebuttal. And he says, you're doing such a great job, I'm ad-libbing here, that you must have a staff to help you do that.
Well, just to clarify, I don't go through the entire Times. A, that would be too time-consuming.
And too boring.
I think I would have a heart attack by the time I'm done. it's only the front page headlines. I just go through the headlines on the front page, and when I find one that a story that contains either bias or omissions or some kind of deceit or trick, and there's an average of 2 to 3 a day, sometimes 4, sometimes as little as 1, but there's never a day where there's not at least 1. I just take that headline, and then I take the sub-description, a couple sentences from the piece, and then I issue a 2 to 3 paragraph rebuttal. And then I add some pictures on my own. I love the illustrations because I think, you know, that reaches people better that way.
Right.
Probably about an hour of work per day to put it together.
But that's still a lot, and that's a compliment that he thinks that you might have a staff that helps you. That is really a compliment.
No, it is. It is. Thank you. And there's a lot of material on there, but it was just slow, steady, unspectacular work over the course of 3 years.
Right.
But it is a huge amount of content. It's enough to keep someone busy and, for lack of a better word, entertained. I don't know. I mean, the subject matter.
Educated.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment about the New York Times or perhaps about the book or about propaganda in general. So let's look at some other articles here. And the same gentleman said, it must be easy to find multiple egregious stories. And I think probably the front page of the New York Times undoubtedly represents the rest of the pages.
Oh, sure. I mean, if I were to dig into the interior, the nation section, the world section, it's just dripping with deceit and venom. And it's really heartbreaking, Deanna, when you think of, what, several hundreds of thousands of people, not bad people, decent people, they read this paper believing that it's some kind of oracle of truth. It's the most prestigious paper in America, and they gobble it up. It's sad. It's sad.
And you have to ask yourself, well, how did it get so prestigious? Who made it that way? Did they say, well, we are the most wonderful?
They said it was.
Right. And so they told us that all these times. So, yes, of course, we're going to believe it.
It's sort of like the Jewish-owned diamond company, De Beers, when they said,
we are the greatest.
Yeah, we're the greatest, and the standard is a man should put aside X amount of month salary for an engagement ring.
Exactly. Or if Alex Jones says, I am the leader of the truth movement.
He declares something, but they're very subtle, and they have that motto that Adolf Oakes Sersberger came up with 120 years ago, all the news that's fit to print. What a bunch of self-serving, self-aggrandizing crap. I mean, anybody who has to blow their own horn like that, right away, that should be a red flag,
Indeed. You don't toot your own horn. You let other people toot for you if you're worth tooting over, right?
Right. And I want to point out one other thing about how the the mass media works and the newspapers work. We talked earlier about controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this really is an opposition as much as it is an alternative. You see, for propaganda to be effective, you have to reach all levels of society. People who are like very maybe simple, don't have an advanced quote-unquote education. And at the same time, you want to reach more, self-styled intellectual people as well. What you have in New York City, this throughout the country too, but in New York City, you've got the Times. And then the other major papers are the Daily News and the Post. The Daily News and the Post are very lowbrow stuff, very sensationalist. You know, a person who thinks himself more refined and sophisticated, he's going to be turned off by the propaganda of the Daily News because it's like right in your face with these out-of-control headlines,
Mm-hmm.
The alternative, if you want a more serious discussion, is the New York Times. They don't do bold headlines. They don't name-call. They're more reserved in their speech, and that gives one the impression that, this is a more serious paper than the Daily News. I'll let the rabble read the Daily News and the New York Post. For me, I'm the Times. They're much more sophisticated. They're much more analytical. But when you cut beneath the crap, it's the same message, the very same lie that a sensationalist rag like the Daily News puts out, you will find in the New York Times. At the core, the only difference is the veneer. The Daily News is they're right in your face with big, bold headlines, sensationalist lies. The Times, very subtle. They slip the poison pill in. And that's what I think to expose. But they do this deliberately. So now you can reach all elements of society.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called educated and the so-called average Joe. Pick your paper. You're going to get the same propaganda in a different form.
Mm-hmm. I use the New York Times for a lot of the articles that they published in the 20s, 30s, 40s. You have to be a subscriber to the media subscription, because there are a lot of articles that are very revealing about the culture at the time, and well, specifically what the Jews were doing,
right,
and the rallies that they were holding, the meetings that they were having, meetings that they don't talk about anymore. They don't reveal what they're doing anymore. But back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, even up into the 50s, they did. They would tell you, oh, they had a meeting at the Carlton Hotel where they decided what they were going to do about this or that. They don't do that anymore. And now you have secret things, secret meetings.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, I found some really fascinating tidbits in old versions of the Times I had from it's a big coffee table book that summarizes all the important dates in history in the Times front page and some of the interior pages. Found some really interesting stuff. I mean, even in a propaganda sheet, sometimes a little bit of truth will penetrate, and if you can dig it out, it's like...
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. There's one piece I wrote about on my website about how the experimental atomic bomb vaporized a huge steel tower out in, what was it, New Mexico, where they detonated it? And it just described how the tower vaporized. And I immediately thought of that giant spire on 9/11 that just turned into smoke.
Dust.
You remember that?
It turned into dust, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or as Dr. Wood would say, it was dustified. And what time period was this that they did this out in New Mexico?
The day after we incinerated 100,000 Japanese civilians, it was that the day after, was the atomic bomb issue. And then they let the cat out of the bag about all of these matters concerning the Manhattan Project. And in that same issue, we learned that there were 100,000 workers on the Manhattan Project housed in three secret cities. So when people say, oh, you can't have a conspiracy that big, well, there it is.
Oh, yes, you can.
Secret cities. They had, I mean, these cities had everything. General stores, gas stations, movie theaters. The
sure.
People were sworn to secrecy. They even detonated a bomb in secret. Nobody knew about that. But that was a fascinating read, the extent of the conspiracy to cover up the Manhattan Project. So if they could pull something like that off, well, 9/11 would be a piece of cake.
Sure. And the Manhattan Project actually started in Manhattan, and it started at Columbia University with, would you believe, a group of Jews?
Yes, and it actually, the concept originated in that vile, despicable letter that the Jew Einstein and two other Jews
sent to Rockefeller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they wrote that in 1939 in August. There wasn't even
Roosevelt.
A war in Europe.
Yeah, to Roosevelt.
Oh, what did I say? Rockefeller.
Well, I said Rockefeller, then I said Rothschild. And
yeah.
I knew it was an R, but yes. And, of course...
This fiendish weapon, that was their baby from day one. I mean, they
with
didn't...
With the nuclear bomb?
Sure. I mean, not the creation of it involved many scientists, but the conceptualization of and the drive to actually build this thing. You know.
But did they actually build a nuclear weapon?
No, they like to take credit for that, like they take credit for everything. I mean,
but what I'm saying is that there are some people that do not believe that the nuclear bomb was invented, that they did invent it, that it was nothing more than the same bombs that they were using in Europe. And there are websites, Anders, oh goodness, what is his, last name? It's not right in front of me here. But there are websites like the website of Ray West and several other people that are saying this whole nuclear thing is just a sham. It's
I've never heard that. No.
Okay. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Our guest today is Mike King, the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And the name of the gentleman that I was referring to is Anders Bjorkman, B-J-O-R-K-M-A-N, Bjorkman. And the question that I have is, which is similar to the nuclear bomb, is... which cost billions of dollars to develop, or the atomic bomb, did the taxpayers and the U.S. government via NASA really get the high-tech vehicles and spaceships that they paid the huge corporations for, or was it just a transfer of funds to the multinational corporations that got very, very wealthy and very influential because of those projects?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's many levels to it. I'm sure some people made some big money. What I do know is that the advent of the atomic bomb or the non-atomic bomb, whichever way you want to believe, it played a major role in bringing about the post-World War II New World Order.
Oh, indeed.
Because this was a psychological weapon that was used to frighten nations, the so-called free world, into much closer economic, political, and military blocks. Hey, they got the bomb. We got the Soviet Union over there. We've got to stick together. And that kind of psychology is why we now have a single European state, in essence. In so many ways, the communist EU dictates to these European nations, and they're destroying them.
Right. And you said it's a psychological weapon.
Weapon? Nothing causes people to lose their minds and to come together and give up their freedoms more than an external threat.
Exactly.
And I guess after the atomic bomb played out, the next big move was 9/11, and we're still living with the ramifications of that.
Indeed. Indeed. And, of course, the whole Cold War was over that external threat. And, when you really think about it, you have to wonder, okay, what's real, what's not, and who is building those perceptions? Who is in charge of those perceptions? And during the Cold War, in fact, there are people who say one of the biggest reasons for the Cold War was to weaponize Israel and build up Israel.
Well, sure, because what they cleverly did, what the Jews are so clever, I mean, here they are, the force behind international socialism, communism, Marxism, and yet they're portraying Israel as this anti-communist ally, and we have to support them because the Arabs are in league with the big bad Soviets. When in reality, the Arab states, for the most part, pursued a foreign policy of non-alignment. They weren't going to get in bed with the communists, the atheistic communists. They're Muslims. I mean, their foreign policy was pretty much, you know, we want to stay out of this. But somehow, the spin masters of the media, they kind of got us to think that all the Arab nations were in cahoots with the communists. And that led to massive aid to Israel and hostility towards Arab states. So it was very clever the way they played that.
Right. Well, Norman B. Potteritz, who belonged to the Council on Foreign Relations and is a Trotskyite or was a Trotskyite, I don't know whether he's alive or dead, in his books he admitted that the reason for the Cold War was to weaponize Israel to fight the Arab nations. And he belongs to the influential New York chapter of the American Jewish Committee, which is one of the leading Zionist organizations operating within America. And it publishes the magazine Commentary.
That makes sense. It makes sense. Everything. I mean, I think Hitler once said, anytime you probe the abscess of a rotting corpse, where you turn the daylight, there you find one of them, dazed by the light.
Yes, he had quite a way with words.
Well, he certainly did. He was a literary genius. He was an accomplished artist and painter. He had a scientific mind. That's really just an amazing man. Really, a freak of nature. That kind of talent and ability. He had the whole package. He was a great orator, a leader, a natural leader, came from humble background. And how prophetic he is. I mean, every day that passes, we see it more clearly.
Exactly. And Germans in general are like that. They're very, they're a great group of people.
You know, I have found in my life, from the Germans I've known, you know, second-generation Germans or even some first-generation Germans that are here, they just tend to be the most polite, dignified people. I mean, I almost stand in awe of them as a people. And it's just heartbreaking to consider the genocide inflicted upon, well, any people, of course, but which General Patton called him the finest race in all of Europe. He was disgusted at the end of the war when
exactly.
He finally figured out what was going on.
Exactly. All righty, Mike, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King, the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. The website is tomatobubble.com. And we were, we were talking about the Germans in general. And, of course, I assume that that is the reason that the United States military and the U.S. government stole all of those patents right at the end of World War II, where they went through the entire country and seized all of the intellectual property of the Germans because of their genius.
Yeah, the Russians, too.
Yes, they stole it, too.
You know, they pioneered the rocket technology. We don't often give credit to men like Werner von Braun. I've actually got a piece on my website, since you mentioned it. It's called A Tale of Two Physicists.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere on the updates page. It's called Einstein versus Rentgen, A Tale of Two Physicists. Both Einstein and Rentgen were, quote-unquote, German. I'm using that to describe Einstein. In quotes, German. They were both.
He was a fraud.
Oh, of course, he was a huge fraud. He was a plagiarist.
Anyway,
I digress. He was a Zionist. He was a Marxist. I mean, I can't say anything. I mean, just the fact that he's exalted to this level, and given that we live in an upside down world, tells you what he is.
Just like you said about the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print and. They exalt themselves.
Now, I have my own logo, and it's in a similar type It looks exactly like the Times logo for the anti-New York Times. It's called All the News That Sulzberger's Propaganda Rag Saw Fit to Distort.
Oh, Mike. We do have some phone calls.
Okay.
All right. Let's take Mark in Louisiana. Mark, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I've been to the website. I have donated. I think the work of the gentleman is just great. I can't say enough good about it. However, I was kind of curious about some things that I read recently, and that is his antipathy towards Assange and Snowden. I believe that they've done a great work in revealing, you know, what the Zionist controlled government of the United States has been doing to, you know, to the people. And for that, I think they should get, you know, their credit. At the same time, I think you're placing too much hope on this Putin guy. I think he's a farce. He has shown it time and time again. You know, the Iranians bought, you know, and defensive missiles that they have paid for, and they have not been delivered yet. You know, they're being set up for the United States and Israel bombing them, and this jerk, this scumbag, is doing nothing about it. He hasn't been as forceful as he could be, you know, helping the Syrian government, you know, against the onslaught of these terrorist Zionist mercenaries. Mm-hmm. I think there's more where that comes from. You know, he did nothing in Libya.
Let Mike respond to what you've already said.
He's responsible for Libya falling.
Well, Putin was not in power when Libya fell. That was Medvedev, who I always felt was weak. But let me address the two points you brought up. First, with regards to Assange and Snowden, you say they deserve credit for exposing the Zionist controlled government and so on. Does it seem plausible to you that the Zionist New York Times, the Zionist Washington Post, the Zionist ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, PBS, et al., infinitum, would all hype this guy? No. Secondly, as far as what Assange and Snowden exposed, you know, maybe it's not commonly known to the general public, but to anyone who's paying attention, there's nothing new. And you have to ask yourself, what about the previous whistleblowers who we know were the real deal?
Women like Bradley Manning.
Sybil Edmonds, Susan Lindauer, Mark Flessner, on and on and on and on. Explosive stuff. I mean, these guys get buried. So when you see a so-called whistleblower being hyped like this, major red flag. Now, as far as like what they've done to embarrass America and some of our wrongdoings, well, of course you've got to do something to give us a black eye. But there was a case a few years ago, and I think it was Massachusetts, a guy shot his wife in the head, and then he shot himself in the ass. He told the police that it was a gunman did this. Then they figured out that, you know, the story doesn't add up. The wound was self-inflicted. He had a nasty wound in his butt, but that's not fatal. He did that to make it look good. So, I mean, again, I wrote an extensive piece on Assange and Snowden. Assange brags about bringing about the Arab Spring, the murderous Arab Spring that led to the... Did you know that? He brags about that. So I don't believe that they are sincere for one moment. And as far as Putin, I admit I am very optimistic on Mr. Putin, but I will also admit that I'm only 90% sold. And... He has stopped so far the U.S. attack on Syria. Frankly, I would wish that the Russian military went in and just cleaned out these rebels.
So do I, and I think they should.
They should. I'd like to see it. But if Syria is attacked and Iran is attacked and Putin just stands down, then I would have to reconsider. But up until this point, I mean, this man cleaned out the Zionist oligarchs in Russia. I mean, he either arrested them or they're in hiding in Israel and Great Britain. So that's very telling. Uh, you really rescued the country. There's no question that he's erected a roadblock.
Well, I
really believe the war would have started years ago if he green-lighted it.
Well, I do admit that he's a mixed bag. No question about that. I have to admit that. And incidentally, I'm not saying that Assange is a saint or he hasn't or everything he says and does. I agree with, but I'm just very glad that he brought about a lot of information about what the Zionists are.
But then he bait and switched us. I mean, he went from exposing U.S. Genocide, U.S. torture, U.S.
Well, I think it should be exposed.
I approve of that, but that's how he built his credibility. All of a sudden, he pulled a bait and switch on us, and he started attacking the Algerian government, and then the Tunisian government, and then the Egyptian government, and then Berlusconi. Like, wait a minute, I thought you were out to expose U.S. imperialism. And here he is, one by one, every foreign state or politician that was on the State Department's crap list is targeted by him. And this is his own admission. He brags about the fact that he brought about the Arab Spring. And you could say, well, maybe he's exaggerating, whatever. But there it is, from his lips, I am responsible for the Arab Spring, and there's nothing good about the Arab Spring. They destroyed Libya, which was a stable country. Egypt is in utter chaos right now. Oh, Syria is just heartbreaking. You know, for this man to take credit for that and brag about it, no, he's a monster. And that the fact that he's in, now he boasts about essentially being Snowden's handler. He speaks for Eric Snowden. And he said the other day that he's coordinating efforts to get Snowden relocated. I mean, how is he doing this? He's supposed to be an international fugitive.
Exactly.
Just take a close look at it. The fact that these guys got this degree of hype when someone like Sybil Edmonds is, like, ignored. Red flag.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mark, for your phone call. We do need to move on because we do have other callers, but thank you so much. In fact, we have another person by the name of Mark. From Maryland. Mark from Maryland, welcome.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm a little confused. People call the people coming in from Mexico illegal immigrants, so they can treat them like animals instead of men and women. The same with the slaves, the Negro slaves, they called them that so they could treat them like animals instead of men, like men and women. There's a couple of Jews on NPR that are so funny. They have their car talk show. They crack me up. They ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. So my question is there another term or word that can narrow down? Because everyone says the Jews do this, the Jews do that, the Jews. There's got to be a word to narrow it down to specific actors. Because when you say Jew, that covers a whole lot of people that aren't harming anybody. So is it possible to come up with a word?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yes.
Because even though Jews are overwhelmingly left-wing and liberal in their politics, with a lot of them it's just because they're raised that way. They're brainwashed. They're told to believe that, hey, all those goyim are out to get us. So it's certainly not all Jews involved in this. I sometimes like to use the word, and I'm probably going to start doing it more, Jewish mafia. People say, what about Jewish mafia? Well, hey, the Italians have a mafia. That doesn't mean I'm anti-Italian if I point that out.
Well,
why wouldn't the Jews have a mafia? So maybe that's the word we should publicize, because I agree that when you say Jews this, Jews that, it kind of triggers in people the idea, oh, this, you know, this guy's really a bigoted person.
Sure. That's a good point, Mark.
Yeah, excellent point. And I, you know, on a show like this, I'm a little more comfortable talking like that. But generally, I like to say Jewish supremacists or Zionists. But I think I'm gonna go with Jewish mafia from now on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Other comments, Mark, or questions?
No. Thank you. That clarifies. That helps clarify things because it's so broad. You just can't figure it out if it's so broad like that.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in.
Good feedback.
Good point. All right. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey there. Speaking of names, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock in The Synagogue of Satan, which I had acquired from Tex Mars out at Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, conspiracy world.
Right.
And, of course, Tex has done his own stellar expose, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star.
Oh, fabulous book.
Ashkenazi Khazar appears to be the ultimate reality with the Jewish supremacists, and as I describe it, satanic Talmudic serpent Jews, because various of them have come out through, you know, history and said that they worship Satan, Lucifer, I remember Maurice Samuels is one of the fellows, that's the Ashkenazi rabbi, wrote a book, You Gentiles, and, it's quite astonishing.
Oh, it's amazing. So blatant.
Yeah, parasites of the world, and you goyim can never do anything that we would approve of or would serve our needs. We are the destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they even come out and describe how they intend to divide and conquer the goyim of the world by pitting the Christians against the Muslims.
Well, it goes deeper than that. They even pit Christians against Christians and Muslims against Muslims.
Thank you. And they bring out, bring into a focus in various countries immigration, you know, foreign immigration, so they pollute the culture with these foreign cultures, and then all the while, behind the scenes, they're pulling the strings. But aren't they intimately involved with the international drug trade? You mentioned Myanmar. Didn't it used to be called Burma, which was like the epicenter of the Golden Triangle?
Well, I'm sure they've got their hands in everything.
Yes,
I mean,
that's right.
It's possible that Burma, once they had a military government, I mean, I'm just speculating here. Don't quote me on this, but if they had a military government, they may have, like, killed the drug trade. And that could be another reason why they've been on the, they've been on the hit list for a long time. Burma and Myanmar.
Well, that would make
probably
sense
something related to drugs. I know when the Taliban, they came to power in Afghanistan, they shut down the opium industry, and then we went back in, and now, you know, everything's back humming as normal.
And you know what? You know what, brother? In that book, Synagogue of Satan, the author cites the fact that when the emperor of China started to, you know, eradicate the opium from amongst his people, what happened? The Rothschild...
the Opium Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them.
Serpent
mm-hmm.
of their military. And a guy by the name of Albert Sassoon was like his agent over there. It's just astonishing to see how these names are all interconnected and how they're still at play today.
Yeah.
Indeed.
They've had centuries to perfect this kind of networking. They're good at it.
Damn.
Well, the other thing, I'll leave you with this. This really, I had no idea there was something called the snuff film industry. But Hitchcock, in The Synagogue of Satan, cites an incident in Rome, I think it was 2004.
Yeah, it was a few years back. It was a big controversy. They actually showed a snippet of the film on national TV, and the head of La Rai, which was the national Italian radio station, his name was Gad Lerner. I mean, how many Jews are there in Italy? Like 20? And here you have one. He's the head of La Rai. From the controversy, he had to step down. But that was disgusting. They actually showed a clip of the film I mean, they didn't show the boy's genitals or him being killed, but they showed a piece of the film. These snuff films are child pornography in which the child is murdered. And there is a market for this stuff. And, you know, it's the usual suspects that are behind it.
According to Hitchcock in this book, he describes that these are all non-Gentile or Goyim children, some as young as 2 years of age, and they brutally rape, torture, and murder them. And like you said, it was publicized, and then the Jewish people there,
Gentlemen, we do have to cut to a 3-minute break. We will be right back. Fred, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be back.
Okay, dear.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
It's Deanna, and our guest today has been Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com, and that is where you can find the Anti-New York Times Project, which is a daily event. And we did have Fred on a call here. So we have some limited time, and we have a couple more callers.
Okay, I'll be real quick. Thank you for that info and intel. Looking forward to getting your book. I'll be telling everybody I know about you, or your website and your book. Last question, is the Talmud considered the true holy book that is used in the synagogues by the rabbis? Thank you.
Huh, interesting question. I don't know if Torah is their main book or the Talmud. I know the Talmud
is where they get all of their Talmud.
Well, the nasty stuff comes out of the Talmud.
Nasty stuff, for sure. The
stuff
that they're using against us comes out of that, because the Torah is really the composition of the first five books of the Old Testament.
It is, but you will find the certain passages in their first five books
absolutely.
That talk about dispossessing the goyim of their nations. You shall dispossess nations greater than yours, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
So it's ingrained
but
in
them. But I don't think they use the word goyim.
Oh, no, Gentiles.
Yeah.
Or just nations.
Okay. let's take Eugene in Ohio. Eugene, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're good. How about yourself?
Good.
Listen, you've got a very interesting program there. A little side note here, a little side question about Syria and about Egypt there. I can't really find anything that is substantial that says anything other than... on the net there that Morsi, he was planning on sending troops to fight the government forces over there, side with these here FSC terrorists. And I'd like to know what you think about that. And then on the question of the naming of the Jews, it's I know you can't paint them all with a broad brush like the Jews this or the Jews that, because there's different sects of them that I have found out. And one sect of the Jews, the Karaites, I'm going to look into that, are entirely segregated themselves away from the Talmudic Jews there. And as far as if you want to call spade a spade, I think what I've always had in my head was that these people that are doing what they're doing in the world, making the places it is, are Talmudic terrorists. And
that's a good word.
Hey,
that's great.
And I'd just like to say that thank you for what you do, and God bless you.
Same to you. Appreciate your question. Okay, with Syria and Egypt, this is like the second revolution in Egypt now in 1 year, and it appears that Morsi's push to embroil Egypt in a war against Syria was pushing too hard, and it caused a backlash. Main thing to consider, though, is both sides are still funded by the U.S.
Indeed. Mike, we've run out of time. We could go another couple of hours, I think.
It's a date.
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.